I want to be like her. Welcome to Jesus Woman, Chosen, Brave, and Crushing It. I am Coach Chez, author and biblical mindset coach. Today, I want to talk to you about comparison. I want to be like her. One of the problems that I see and have experienced is comparison. It's very easy to fall into. It's a problem for a lot of us, and it can really hold us back from living out our purpose in Christ. So I want to address the whole comparison thing and encourage you to cut it out. So this can go on the flip side as well, because if you're comparing down, you might say, oh, I'm not as bad as her, or I can do better than her. However, I want to focus on the type of comparison where you're comparing upwards, when you feel like someone else is better than you. We can't compare ourselves to others and think we need to be like them in order to be successful, or they're some sort of model for us to improve ourselves. The only way that you need to follow people is as they follow Christ. Follow people as they follow Christ. There's no other way that you need to be like somebody else. Just be who you are, following Jesus. And if someone else is doing a really great job of showing you the character of Jesus Christ, then you can by all means mimic that. But you just need to be careful that you don't put your self-esteem in the position that's less than or not good enough because someone else is so wonderful. So let's take a look at a popular Bible verse, Psalm 139:14. I'm sure you've heard that one before. We are also going to look at the surrounding verses as well, because I think we just focus on one verse and we don't read around it. We get into the habit of reading our verses of the day, and we read the verses in isolation, and we don't look at the context. So I think to get the full picture, in order to understand what the Word of God is really trying to say, you have to read the context. So we're going to read a little bit of it. So in Psalm 139, we're going to start in verse 13, and I will read in the Amplified version. I think that this version spells out a little bit of a deeper meaning in these verses. It says, "For you formed my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and skillfully formed, as if embroidered with many colors in the depths of the earth." So that was the three verses, the verse before and the verse after. So God took time on you. He intricately formed you like needlework. It says, "You knit me in my mother's womb." I don't know about you, but I don't have the patience for knitting. I tried crocheting a little bit when my daughter was in my womb, and I started with this cute purple and yellow pattern blanket, and it turned out to be a really short scarf because I never finished it. But knitting takes a lot of patience and time. And you have to think about every little stitch. You have to think about what purpose it's going to serve. If you're going to make a hat, you're going to stitch it a certain way. A scarf, a sweater, whatever it is. So God knit you when He knit you. He was thinking about your purpose and what He wanted you to do in your life. He thought, okay, I need to stitch this person this way because they need to serve this purpose. He made no mistake in creating you the way that you are. And He had a plan for you from the very beginning. And that's really amazing. And it really blew me away when I looked into that. So continuing on, it says, "I will give thanks for you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." When I would hear this verse, I would think, well, God's not scared of us, right? So how could it be that He fearfully created us? So I dug into this, and I'll spare you the Hebrew words, but when I looked it up, it meant to be in awe. So it's like when you're really working hard on something, especially like a creative project or something like that, and you think, whoa, this is amazing. It came out really beautiful. I can't believe how beautiful this came out. That's how God looks at us. We're his masterpiece. He looks at us and he says, whoa, I made such a beautiful creation. And he looks at us with awe. We are fearfully made. Wonderfully. Wonderfully made means to be made with excellence. He made us intricately with excellence. He took time to make you astonishing. He created you intricately. He set you apart for a special purpose. You are marked with excellence. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So the whole comparison game that we play is utter nonsense, and it's complete poison, and it doesn't matter how someone else looks, it doesn't matter how someone else does things, it doesn't make a difference if they're doing the same exact thing that you are doing, because God made you in a very specific and very special way, and there's no one else that ever has lived, is alive, or will be, that reflects God in the way that you reflect God. There are things inside of you that can only be done in a very specific, special way that is designed to come out of you. You have to appreciate and value the person that God created you to be. Never consider anyone else as more valuable than you. That's not how God sees you. We can truly sell ourselves short when we are trying to be a second-rate version of somebody else, when we're supposed to be a five-star version of ourselves. If you're looking to get in tune with your purpose, then I want to encourage you to join the Jesus Woman community. I invite all of my Christian sisters there to clarify their purpose, to grow in confidence, and increase productivity using psychological tools to apply God's word to your life. So visit patreon.com/JesusWoman to sign up and get connected with the community. Chat directly with me, get all of my bonus content, and overcome the invisible things that hold you back. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, woman of God, you are chosen. So be brave and go crush it.